All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube, where we just cracked 100,000 subscribers, thanks to you. So in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Monday, March 27th, and last week, all major indices had a winning week, with the regional bank stocks rallying. And we also last week heard that the Fed raised rates, but they hinted at an end to the rate hiking campaign. Then this week, we have another key inflation report on Friday. So what can we expect this week? And most importantly, how are we trading these markets? By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And Mark, we talked about it earlier with our mastermind. Last week, a winning week, it didn't feel like it at all. We were up 1.4% in the S&P 500.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing, Marcus. I mean, we've seen a lot of volatility, and then there are these bank concerns, and then there's the Fed, and you know, we're going back and forth, but in reality, the S&P's been up the last 2 weeks, nice winning streak, and a decent add with another 1.4% last week.
Yeah, but I just want to put last week into this box here. A little bit difficult to see, so maybe I put the box somewhere else, or I remove it. But this is where we started the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I mean, if we look at this, it was a roller coaster of a week last week. So this is where, when you look at a weekly chart, and we talked about it this morning, on a weekly chart, in a few months from now, we'll say, oh, yeah, March was just a regular March, nothing really spectacular. But no, if you look at this, I mean, just in the S&P 500, from the low to the high here that we had at some point, I mean, that's a 3% move. It's quite a significant move.
That is a pretty decent range, yeah. And again, all of this while the sky is falling, right? You know, it was interesting to see where things ended up when the dust settled. S&P up 1.4% for the week. The Dow added 1.2%. And the NASDAQ leading the way up 1.7%. Looks like traders are getting a little more excited about tech, potentially with the Fed slowing down or stopping their rate hike campaign.
Right. So that was the big big news last week. Let's go actually over here. And so last week, the Fed hiked rates by another 0.25%, as expected. But they said, well, you know what, we keep an eye on the banking system and that lending conditions are tighter right now. And right now, traders are factoring in a 62% probability that the Fed will not raise rates at the next meeting on May 3rd. What do you think about this, Mark?
You know, traders have been a little more optimistic, or they've believed that the Fed won't do what they say. And so for the most part, if the Fed says they're raising, traders have said, maybe not that much. And we see that with the future probabilities and then what's taking place with the upcoming meeting. But you know what? I think that that's a good call. I thought that the quarter point was a given. I didn't think that the Fed was going to deviate from that, even when people were excited about a half point and then saying no hike at all. This time, I think that the Fed's going to keep it the same.
Yeah. I mean, we have a bunch of more data coming out before the Fed can make a decision here. So just looking at the economic calendar, this week, a rather quiet week, but the big one will be the core PCE price index on Friday. This is the Fed's favorite inflation gauge, and this is expected to drop or to increase by 0.4%, but previous month was 0.6%, so we'll see. That's definitely something that the Fed is keeping an eye on.
Yeah, and when I say that I think the Fed's not going to raise rates and just keep it the same, that's considering that some of this key data that we're going to have between now and then actually doesn't have any huge, huge surprises. But like you said, core PCE is one of the Fed's favorite gauges of inflation, and that's going to be something to keep an eye on Friday. Before the May meeting, we also have unemployment. We have CPI, we have PPI, so a lot of data between now and then. And so we're going to get a lot of fluctuation.
Yeah, and this is where this will change a whole lot because, yeah, I just looked ahead. So next week we have the unemployment data. The week after this, we have the CPI data. So still a lot of data coming out that hopefully shows that inflation is slowing down and that the Fed can stop hiking. But we also know that the Fed actually initially was saying, oh, yeah, rates will stay high for quite some time. And right now, traders say, no, we think that this summer they will start lowering interest rates again. I mean, we talked about it. It's really a question of how quickly does inflation calm down?
Yes, yes. And what type of other economic concerns, are popping up if inflation is coming down, right? Because if there isn't a whole, a big concern about a recession and really, really doing damage to the economy, the Fed can keep rates high, which will have a bigger impact on inflation quicker. But if they need to adjust because inflation's coming down, the rates have been doing their job, but now they're worried about economic growth getting hammered and really just crushed, then they might reduce rates sooner.
Yeah. So let's talk about regional banks. Still in the spotlight. So last week, the regional banking index was up 3%, but we see a lot of volatility that has been happening here. This morning, a little bit all over the place. Earlier this morning, it was up, now pulling back a little bit. So there's still concerns. But regional banks, we have First Republic Bank, FRC, that seems to be in the spotlights. And we see they just lost 90% of their value over the last few weeks. But the big news this morning came from
FCNCA.
Say again.
FCNCA.
FCNCA. First Citizens Bank. I mean, they are up right now 47%. So what's happening here?
This is huge, huge for First Citizens Bank and also maybe a little relief for Silicon Valley Bank. So they agreed to purchase basically the assets of Silicon Valley Bank, $72 billion in assets at a 23% discount. So basically they're getting $16.5 billion in assets for free. And I mean, this is where investors in First Citizens say, I'll take that. Or, who could argue with that? Now there is some risk, of course, but it seems like, the FDIC, everybody involved with the deal just thought that a deal needed to be done. They needed to sweeten it and make it attractive for a bank to come in and say, hey, we're going to take over this.
Yeah. So anyhow, with this, the indices this morning not doing a whole lot. If you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500, at first it seems that, hey, good news from the banking sector. Yeah. And we were rallying higher. But then, as you said, it still comes with some risk. So right now, seems that we are filling the gap. So this is where we closed on Friday at 3,971. This morning, we were above 4,000. Right now, pulling back below the 4,000 level. But it's rather calm trading today.
Yeah, not a lot of volatility. It was definitely a quiet start, even though we were rallying. But like you said, it does seem like there was some enthusiasm or traders applauding move by First Citizens Bank and just the banking sector. But since then, things have come back. Yeah, a lot of the bank stocks were rallying at the open and now pulling back. So traders, I think, are still treading cautiously.
Yeah. And this is where I brought up these two moving averages that traders like to watch, the 50-day moving average with the blue line and the 200-day moving average with the red line. And we see that the prices of the S&P 500 are trapped in between these two moving averages. So we'll see what happens here today. Seems that we're pulling back a little bit, but I want to see what happens after we have the gap fill here. If we are pulling back above 4,000 again, right now trading at 3,975 approximately.
Yeah, I think that 4,000 is the level to watch. We quickly popped above it this morning, I think in the first 10 minutes of the day or first 20 minutes, and we've retreated. So snookered in between those moving averages, but 4,000 a key round number as well.
All right. Well, let's take a look at our positions and see what is happening here. So let me just hop over here to the watch list and zoom out a little bit that we can see it better. So first, Coterra Energy, CTRA, a position that I'm still in. So right now, pulling back a little bit, and you actually established a new position in Coterra Energy on Friday.
Yeah, I was able to sell the 22 puts. So I took another position, or at least sold puts with the potential of getting assigned at 22. We'll see what happens with this one. I was able to collect 45% annualized with an expiration this Friday. Still have those puts on, and this one trades in 5 cent increments, so not very likely to get out at 90%. So I'm inclined to hold this until Friday and see what happens.
Yeah. All right. For me, nothing to do there. General Motors, that's a trade that I took Thursday afternoon. I sold the 3150 again. I already traded it the week before, was able to collect some premium here. Let me see if I still have it in the calculator. I believe it was 35 cents. Yeah. So, which is based on my account size, around $1,700. So that's actually looking really good. This morning, GM at first was up a little bit. Right now, pulling back, but still up a total of 0.7%. So doing good with these positions here. We'll see if on Friday it closed below 3150, I'll get assigned. But we see it has been trading in this very, very nice range between 32 and I want to say what 42. So we'll see. I'm very happy with this position. You decided to skip this one.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of this sector.
Okay, fair enough. Google was on a tear over the last few weeks. Today, pulling a little bit back, so a little bit more than the market, but I think this is just some profit taking after this huge run up here. So I got assigned at 108. This is where I own shares. My break even is at 103.04. Right now, we are trading slightly above my break even. So I'll see if sometime this week I can sell the 108 calls against my existing positions. I'm a little bit surprised by this pullback today, but then on the other hand, it's easy to explain with profit taking. There were no news, but yes, I know what you're saying. Should have traded the 108 last week.
Yeah, I mean, follow your plan, and this is where, as a coach, if you did not follow your plan, make a note it as not according to plan in your trading log, so you could keep an eye on those, see if there's things that you could do better in the future. I thought the 108s last week were looking pretty nice.
Yeah, I want to see. I've been in this for a while. I want to see if maybe I can at some point sell the 109. But yeah, it seems that there is definitely some sort of resistance at 108. So if there's another opportunity this week, I'll probably take it. All right, AMD, that's a position we also talked about because you got assigned at 104 and then you were able to first sell the 101 and then you rolled this last week into the 102s.
Exactly. So with those 101 calls being in the money at the time or at the money, I was able to roll up to 102 for this Friday and get 47% annualized on that premium. So usually I'm trying to get 60% annualized if I'm rolling, but being able to get a dollar more on that call My cost basis is at 104. So I put on the trade, the 101, assuming or believing that I had an opportunity to roll a couple of times. And so far, it's worked out nicely. I've been able to get $2.05 in premium over the last 2 weeks on those calls. My break even now about, I want to say about 93. I need to double check that, but I'm still with this one and looking to manage an exit.
Yeah. All right. So we have one more trade that we put on last week that we want to talk about. And then we also have a trade for you this morning. If you would like us to show you the trade that we like this morning, just click on like. This way it helps out. And if you find this helpful at all, leave a comment. We appreciate all of your comments and we're reading them. So leave this below. All right, let's talk about the other trade that we both took last Thursday afternoon. I traded IWM, the Russell, again, and I sold the 164. Let me see what I sold it for. No, I don't have it here anymore. I think it was $1.50, so that was pretty good. You actually waited a little bit, and you were able to sell the 162 put. How much did you get for this? $1.30?
So I got $1.25. Nice. And I knew that I took a trade. So I took this Friday. Oh, we were okay. Talking about Thursday. Like, we got confused. We were talking about trades that we put on. So I took this Friday. And I'm definitely okay trying to get a 1 day 80%. I do have an order to close at 13. Sorry, I'm looking up at my platform on another monitor. But yeah, I have an order to close at 13, and I thought I took a trade on Friday. So I got the 162 for $1.25. I thought the 164 was really nice too. But I remember I was in a coaching call. I traded CTRA at the time, and then I was able to take advantage of IWM at the open on Friday.
Okay, so you took both trades on Friday. I took my trades on Thursday.
Well, CTRA on Thursday, IWM Friday for me.
Got it.
I squeezed in one of the trades on Thursday, even though I was a little tied up at the close.
Right. So for both of us, we are fairly full. So having five positions on you. Oh, PNC. We haven't talked about PNC. We got to talk about PNC. So PNC this morning opened higher. First of all, on the good news that Silicon Valley Bank is being taken over right now, pulling back, still up 0.3% for the day. We originally got assigned at 147 and 146. We lowered our cost basis for me to 140, 150, for you to 136 or 137?
136.
136, right? So right now, nothing to do, still very volatile. So we'll wait until this whole dust settles around the banking crisis that is there or not. We shall see. And then we'll be able to sell calls against that position. All right. So here's a trade that we saw this morning with our mastermind, which actually looks pretty good. It's Oxy. Again, we have been trading Oxy for quite a while. Warren Buffett recently increased its stake in Oxy. So right now it is possible to sell the 56 put expiring on Friday for 29 cents. I think there's a pretty decent trade with a good premium. What do you think about this, Mark?
Yeah, I like this one. In fact, I was keeping an eye on it this morning. I'm wondering if we could pull back just a little bit, maybe even get a little bit better. But 56 is decent right now. Bid 29, offer 34. So you might be able to get 32 cents, which is pretty good trade.
Yeah. It'll give you 37%. I said you might get even more. So it might scratch 40% annualized. So there's a trade that you can trade. We're not taking this because I'm pretty full. But I mean, Mark, you're to keep an eye on it. You might or might not take it. And we'll definitely keep you posted of what we're doing here. All right. Take another look at the indices and see where we are right now. So we're still pulling back a little bit, but that overall is not a big move that we are seeing today. So from the high to now the lows in the S&P 500, that's a 0.75 point move. So not really a whole lot. We're getting close to the gap fill, and we'll see what happens after this. I kind of feel it seems that the market wants to push higher in the afternoon. So, but it seems to be overall kind of a diddly day, not a whole lot going on. But as you can see, always opportunities in the markets, that's for sure.
Absolutely. If you're looking for them, they will present themselves.
Exactly. All right. So if you would like to learn more about how we trade these strategies, here's a few more videos. If you enjoyed today's show, give us a like, leave a comment below, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel. This way you get a notification whenever we go live again. And so we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.